how hard is it for a single parent to make that child feel special?
It is very hard. It is very hard, but it can be done. With a single parent, a lot of times we work two, sometimes three jobs to support the family. And then when you come home, you're tired. You may be taking classes, night classes or day classes between your work schedule. Some parents even volunteer if they have that much time, you know. Mm-hmm. But so it's very, very hard. But it's very important that you schedule that time. I mean, because we as adults, we do things that we want to do. Like if we want to go out, you know, we'll sacrifice and save, and we're going to go out. And if you go to church, you know, that's a schedule. You do that maybe two, three times a week. So you should schedule time for your child because they're important as well.
Our guest is Cheryl Pope. When reading your book, what do you want the reader to take away from 25 Ways to Make Your Children Feel Special?
I want the reader to take away that the ideas that are in the book are just the beginning. I want them to perform or do the things that are in the book and also use their imagination and come up with other exciting things that they can do with their child. Because, again, as I said, children are a gift from God. And that I just think that in order to have a closer parent-child relationship, then they should participate with some of the things that are some examples that are in the book. And I think that they'll be happy and the child will be happy. And then and all society will be happy because the child won't be acting out and causing mischief because they have a happy life.
Now, recently in the news, Detroit was in the news. Few days
ago.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which one are you talking about?
I'm going to leave the mayor alone. I'm not dealing with text messaging today.
Okay, good.
So you can say, thank you.
Yes.
Let's talk about the dropout rate. Say 25% of the kids in Detroit graduate.
Yes, I did hear that information the other day, and that's a very sad commentary on the city. But there is hope. I am involved with an organization called Detroit Parent Network. So I don't know if you've heard about that. But Detroit Parent Network is a parenting organization that helps parents with different resources that they need to help their children. And what we have implemented recently is our project graduation. And on the flyer it says, do you remember when our children used to graduate? You know?
Wow. Yeah.
And so, yeah, that was the big wow. So what we've done is we have sessions for parents and children to help them achieve that goal in graduation. And we start like in middle school, I think sixth grade. And it's a program for both the parent and the child because the parent needs to be on board as well. And we hope that will increase the graduation rate, the literacy rate, and have our children perform well.
Cheryl, where can one pick up your book?
Oh, my book can be ordered online at www.second, and that's the number 2nd, that secondtimeonline.net. And you can also order it from Amazon.com.
Okay. Sounds great. Cheryl, it has been a pleasure. We wish you nothing but success with your book, 25 Ways to Make Your Children Feel Special. And it is a nice read. It is a nice book. You know, I have enjoyed it.
Thank you.
I hope I'm not going to be wrong when I say this, but I want to pass it along to a friend of mine, you know, to read the book. And perhaps the friend can not pass it along, but give it back to me and tell their friends, you need to go out and buy this book.
I know that's right.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you for letting me have the opportunity to speak with your listeners.
You are so welcome. And I'm not going to be mean and say best wishes to Mayor Kilpatrick.
Well, I accept that, and I will accept that and pass it along.
Yeah, would you please? Okay.
I sure will.
Tell him leave the text messaging to the young folk.
Okay.
Okay. Cheryl, thank you. Our guest, Cheryl Pope, the book 25 Ways to Make Your Children Feel Special. And again, Cheryl, once again, tell them where they can pick it up.
You can order the book online at www.secondtimeonline.net, or you can order the book from amazon.com.
Cheryl Pope, our guest on Star 94.1.